much about. You gotta put it in
perspective. We are deeply sorry. We're sorry. We're sorry. We're sorry.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Red, white,
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Ah!
And that's the story. There's nothing strange nor mysterious about menstruation. All life is built on cycles. And the menstrual cycle is one normal and natural part of nature's eternal plan for passing on the gift of life.
I'll never forget what my grandmother said right before she passed away, what she said to me right before she passed away. She said, "What are you doing?"
That's easy for you to say.
No, it wasn't. I struggled through that sentence.
You're on the air right now. You're on.
What it is this.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I just found out I have Asperger syndrome.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh my God! They killed Kenny!
Roll another one.
This is just a body car!
Just like the other one.
You see that? I mean, there's no penetration.
Seems to be about to quit.
Do you think this room's at the Marriott?
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
He's like the gayest person I've ever met.
Roll another one.
From Barbershop 2, all hail Queen Latifah.
Just like the other. I don't have another cent.
I'm gonna cut off your skin and wear it as a coat.
Hey, so that's a pretty reasonable reaction, huh?
Is there really a more clear way to describe white pants?
I
know nothing about nothing.
And now,
I would think, you know, for $80, just the tip.
Our feature presentation.
I would think that's fair.
Right?
I'd like to start today with a quick story. We played in a poker tournament last night at San Manuel Indian Bingo in the casino. And,
yeah, I can tell.
I slurred that, didn't I?
A little bit.
And after the first hand, I had the microphone, so I stood up and said, "Who's out? Hands up. Who's out already?"
Yeah.
And like 4 or 5 people put their hands up, and a guy from the back shouted, "Fire beer mug!"
No way!
I wasn't even there, and they're still...
I know, that was the beauty of it.
That's awesome.
Didn't give an opening, didn't ask him what they thought about him, just asked who was out, and the guy wanted to get that right in first thing. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
Michael Rooker is going to be on the program today. You may not recognize the name, but you do recognize Merle, the man with the iron fist on The Walking Dead.
He's so good.
He is so good. Yeah. He was gone from that show for 4 years or something. You know, 3 years, wasn't he?
The show has, well, maybe he
I mean,
has.
He was gone
you know
for
what?
A
You're
long
right.
time since the beginning of, since the early like,
part of the
season
first
one.
Season. You're right.
Michael Lohan took a paternity test. Of course, he did it on TV.
Yeah.
Because he has to do everything on TV. Comedian Lewis Black will be on the program today. We have a brand new internet roundup. We need you to catch us up on Twilight. Where are we exactly in that story?
I'm even confused, and I read the books.
Because I think when we last left that movie, her eyes opened and they were red, and everybody went, oh, and then it went to credits. I don't remember for sure, though. We have the movie beat today. Mr. Movie Phone will be calling in, Cousin Sal with his NFL picks, and we're going to catch up with the president of the UFC, Dana White, talking about UFC 154, plus
all
your
right.
tickets for the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Sounds like a show.
All coming up. We'll take a break and come back with the showbiz beat now. Walk the moon on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Don't forget, tickets go on sale for both nights of the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas today at noon. today at noon.
That's right.
It's for both nights, but you have to be a K-Rock Street Team member. Go to krock.com, sign up, you'll get the password, and at noon you can buy tickets for both nights. All the details are at krock.com. Time for the showbiz beat. Ralph is off today. I will be filling in for this particular one, and then we've got some guests coming in a little bit later on today.
Okay.
How could it possibly have taken this long? The Kardashian clan is talking about a new divorce. According to the National Enquirer, this time it's Bruce Jenner and Kris.
Oh, my God.
How could it have taken this long?
That is not at all a surprise.
They have been apparently he's been talking to a divorce attorney after 21 years of being married to that devil.
Yeah.
Apparently he's fed up with being treated like a doormat, which does happen on a regular basis. His wife's outrageous flirting with younger men, which happens all the time, and being called a boring old fart.
Well, he is a boring old fart.
Here's the problem. Who gets the money? The couple is estimated to have control over a $155 million fortune. Can you imagine?
Split it down the middle.
And I'm not usually a fan of that, but boy, has he had to put up with a lot of crap.
Well, and I have to say, I mean, what she's done has brought in a ton of money. She does manage that family.
Yes.
Whether you like how she does it or not.
She's the devil.
Yeah, she's the devil.
She's the devil, let's
and,
be honest.
You know, this is the trend of if you go on TV, you will get divorced.
That's true.
If you have your life exposed like that.
That's true. Justin Bieber may be putting on a good face, but apparently things with Selena Gomez are getting worse. According to Perez Hilton, he's been nonstop calling and texting and texting and calling and...
Oh, well, that works. I can tell you as a female.
Emailing.
That absolutely works.
Twitter and every possible way that he could get through to her. And according to TMZ, she has gone on full lockdown. She wants nothing to do with him.
Uh-huh.
She's not taking any emails. She's not. If the music comes on, they turn it off. She's had it. She's out. And he's out. And I love that so much.
Yes.
Hostess. Can you imagine a world without Twinkies?
This is sad.
Hostess says it may shut down all its operations because of a labor strike.
Yeah. You know, they've declared bankruptcy twice.
Yep.
In the last, what, 6 or 7 years?
So a world without ho-hos?
Yeah, ding-dongs.
Come on.
Twinkies.
We need Twinkies. We need ding-dongs. Work it out. What's wrong with you people?
The new world, my friend.
Star Wars action figures are now in the National Toy Hall of Fame.
That makes sense.
Darth Vader, Luke, Han Solo got in this year, along with the ancient Chinese toy Dominoes. Out of more than 300 toys that were nominated...
I didn't actually know this existed.
The Toy Hall of Fame, which is now at the Strong National Museum of Play.
Where's that?
Is there a worse name for a place? The Strong National Museum of Play is in Rochester, New York. Has more than 50 items from Frisbee, Atari 2600, the blanket. I don't know even what that is.
That's a game?
I guess. Chris Bench, the museum's chief curator, says the criteria for selection includes longevity, recognition, creative learning engagement play, not just pushing a button and letting something do its trick. Here's what's not in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Plastic Rima Army Men, not in the Hall of Fame. Light Bright, not in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I love Light Bright.
Pogo Stick, nope. Sidewalk Chalk, nope.
Sidewalk Chalk, you learn.
Twister, nope. Magic 8 Ball, nope.
No? Bastards.
The owner of the Magic 8 Ball said, there's a Toy Hall of Fame? I wasn't aware of that either.
Exactly. Where's the outrage there?
Who would go to the National Museum of Strong
Toy?
Oh,
that's a silly question. Good you know point. Exactly who.
That's a good point. Celebrity birthdays, actress Marg Helgenberger today is 54 years old, of course, from CSI. Mm-hmm. Singer Brian Abrams from Color Me Bad is 43. Does he still make the list? Mm-hmm. Color Me Bad?
I don't think so.
Actress Martha Plimpton from some show called Raising Hope.
It's very funny.
42. Actress Missy Pyle from The Actress and Charlie in the Chocolate Factory is 40. And Maggie Gyllenhaal from The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Is 35 years old today, and that's the show. But do not forget that today at 10 is the deadline. Today at 10 is the deadline for Miss Double December. If you have what it takes, you can sign up at K-Rock right now. You have to be 21 or over. Complete your submission. Send 2 photos of yourself. And again, we occasionally have to remind you, a headshot isn't really what we're looking for because it's Miss Double December.
Right.
So you send that in. You fill out a couple of questions. You have to do it by 10 o'clock this morning. And then we're going to pick the top 10 over the weekend. And then Monday, we're going to put up the top 10 on the site. And you can start voting, and then Miss Double December will be crowned Friday, November 30th at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton.
Boobs.
Always a great time.
It's always super fun. So we're going to be down there live. We're going to crown Miss Double December 2013, who incidentally gets to go to both nights of this year's 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. And she gets to go to April Foolishness, and she gets to go to singles parties. She gets to go to concerts, anything that the Kevin Bean Show does. Right.
Yeah.
So you have till 10 o'clock to sign up for that. How about this music?
It gives me chills.
I love The Walking Dead so much. And it's time to talk to Michael Rooker, who's on the phone with us now. Hi, Michael.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Very good. How are you, sir?
I'm just great.
I'm sure people that watch the show recognize your voice as Merle. What a great character you are on that show.
Dude, I was so happy to get that show and to be able to get the writing and look at it and go, holy.
Yeah,
I think I could do this.
Now we lost track of you. What, third or fourth episode, right?
Yeah. I think I end up being such a friendly person that they cuff me to the rooftop and leave me for the zombies, and so I end up chopping off my hand and getting away and stealing their vehicle and hauling ass.
Did you know at that point, did they say you, hey, you're going to disappear for a while, but season three you'll be back, or was it a surprise for you?
You know, I was in the dark, basically. I was in the dark. Really had no idea until, later in the second season, after I come back as a delusion.
Right.
For my brother's situation. So after that, but you know what? You get hints along the way. So I'm a big fan of the show. So I watched the show, and so I was watching the show, and I'm just thinking to myself, okay, they're gonna bring this guy back.
So
you know they are. I just don't know when.
You're just guessing at that point, but you kind of see it coming.
Yeah, you see it. You sort of saw it coming. I think the fans did as well. Everybody is just waiting for the shooter drop. Is that the phrase?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they're just waiting for it to happen. And when it finally they gave me the word, it's going to be season three. I was just thinking, it's about time.
Did they tell you that you were going to come back with a robotic knife arm?
Well, you know, we were trying to figure out what was going to happen, you know, and just technically speaking, you know, it's way better to have a prosthetic, some kind of prosthetic, as opposed to digitally fixing that hand all
sure.
the time, you know, wearing the green glove and all that kind of junk. So Merle definitely wouldn't walk around.
No.
That was like one of my first notes. I said, no, dude. This guy is not walking around the zombie apocalypse with a stub on his arm.
Right.
He's walking around with something that's going to take out zombies, walking around with something that's going to take out, you know, whoever wants to get in his way.
The right? best thing that ever happened to you was losing that hand.
Oh, you bet. my knife hand, I call it Little Merle.
Little Merle.
Yeah, that's Little Merle.
That was the nickname of my penis in college, oddly enough. I have Buck.
Called it Little Merle, did you?
So now you're in the city with the governor, and I just have to ask. I don't know how much of this you can tell, and I imagine you can't tell us too much. But you still have to be pretty angry at Rick. You still have to be planning your revenge, right?
Dude, you know, there's always payback.
Yeah.
Matter. It'll come sooner or later.
Yeah. It looks like he's heading into your world, and your world is where you want to take him on.
Definitely.
Well, we love The Walking Dead. We could not love it more, and your character is so great. Tell us, though, however, you are also one of the voices in Black Ops 2.
Wow, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm not only a voice, but I did all the motion capture for my character, Mike Harper, who's fashioned after me. they did a whole big body scan, facial scan, and so my character, Mike Harper, is a younger, stronger, more handsome Michael Rooker. I don't know. He looks damn good.
I didn't know that's how they did it. I thought they just drew what they figured they wanted the character to look like, and then you would just fill in the voice, but they actually form it after you.
They form it after me. I had done one other game with them that the character looked even more like me, and that was in Black Ops 1. So it was a zombie game, and you get to play as Michael Rooker. It's called Resurrection. It's called Call of the Dead. I think that's the name of it, and it's really, really cool. So, and then this time around, they did a little extra scanning and to get it just right. And looks like me, sounds like me, except I think the arms and the musculature of the characters are a little bit
exaggerated.
In better shape.
Which you're fine with, I'm sure.
Shape than Michael Rooker. Let's put it down.
Does it take more acting? A lot of people think, and I do too, that it must be the greatest gig in the world to voice, you know, something for one of these video games. But does it take more acting you have to act like you have a machine gun. You have to act like you're killing people and you're not doing any of it.
You're not doing any. It's all virtual, you know, and they could give you a water bottle, and that could be your machine gun. And all they have to do is just put on these little markers. They put these little markers, and there's about 185, 200 cameras stationed all around the room, from floor to ceiling. And you're in a bodysuit. You're doing motion capture, it's called, and you got these markers all over the bodysuit and all over your face, your lips, your eyes, your ears. They're everywhere, and then they're filming, they're videotaping.
Right. One last question on that is: are you in all of the levels, or do you have to get to certain levels to reach your character?
Yeah, no. My guy is like right up front. Mike Harper is a U.S. Navy SEAL, and we're fighting an army of drones plus. You know, they have boots on the ground as well. So it's a takeover of the on a worldwide level. So
love it.
I'm there. We have a lot of other really cool voices. A lot of people are voicing other characters, and so it's killing it, dude. It is killing it.
Hey, listen, you're in everything I love right now. Which is just insane. The Walking Dead, of course, Merle Dixon, and bad things are ahead for Merle and Rick and group.
Yes.
And also, of course, you play Mike Harper in Black Ops 2, and it's been a pleasure to talk to you. I know you have to run, but thanks for spending the time with us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys. I loved it. I love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
I listen all the time when I'm back home.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Right on, guys.
Talk to you soon. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is Kevin and Bean Show at 6:41. Don't forget, tickets go on sale for both nights of the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas today at noon.
Yes.
You have to be a street team member. Go to krock.com for all the details. We had a really hard time tracking down this next piece of tape, this next TV show, because we've never heard of Trisha Goddard. Never heard of that woman, that show.
He's got a talk show.
Some kind of daytime talk show. And Michael Lohan, Lindsay Lohan's dad, took a paternity test to see if he was this girl, 17-year-old girl, Ashley's father. And holy cow, is he an a-hole.
The fact that he wouldn't take the test until she said, well we're going to do it on TV.
That's what you think because you're in the media and you don't know.
Oh, really?
So here's a little bit of the interview with Michael Lohan.
You talk about it. He said, she said.
Absolutely.
She says she tried to get you to do this test four different times.
That's not true.
No, the only time I know of.
And by the way, this is it's weird because Trisha Goddard is the show, but Maury Povich, who does these paternity tests all the time, is a guest interviewer on her show.
Oh, my God.
So what sense does that make? But anyway, he's the voice you hear interviewing Michael Lewis.
Was when I had just gotten out of jail for my DWI, and I was not allowed to leave the state because I was on parole, and she had a hearing in Montana. and I couldn't attend it. And I thought it was a support hearing, but evidently there was a paternity test that was going to be given, so it wasn't given. However, on two separate occasions, I did take a paternity test.
You did?
I took one in California, and I took one in New York.
So now he's saying he couldn't be there because he was in jail, but that he already took two paternity tests.
Then why is he on this TV show?
Taking a paternity test. I don't know.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense
at all.
He knows
he drinks, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure what they know about that. So so Maury Povich decides to just turn the screws a little.
Do you at any time when Ashley was young say, look, I want to take you to Disney World. I want to take you on my yacht. I want to do all these things for you. No.
No.
He has a yacht?
I don't know. Maybe he did when he was younger. I don't know.
Oh, you seen pictures of him?
Yes. Looks like you. There's similarities.
There are similarities.
Well, look, I'm confused. He took two paternity tests, but he never got the results? That's what he's saying?
That's what he would have you believe. Or that he believes they both came back negative. He never really said one way or the other. He just said that he got two paternity tests.
I don't believe anything he said.
I don't either. I don't either.
Have you paid child support over the years thinking that?
At the beginning, I did, but...
Okay, so I just want to set this up because I forgot this particular part. Okay. He, when she was seven, supposedly contacted her and said, hey, I'm your dad.
Uh-huh.
I'm your dad, meaning there doesn't even need to be a paternity test. He knows that's the case.
Okay.
And so now she's asking, did he pay, you know, child support if he's convinced she's his daughter?
Have you paid child support over the years thinking that?
At the beginning, I did. But then when my lawyers went through the paternity test and, you know, what they did out there, they granted support without any paternity test.
I don't understand that.
Because he's talking in circles. He says my lawyers did a thing with the paternity test, but I don't have a paternity test. Honestly, he's talking in circles.
It sounds like he was granted, like somehow paternity was granted to him without a paternity test.
Right.
Is that what he's saying?
Yes.
Even though he took a paternity test?
Twice. Yeah, he's just not making any sense whatsoever.
Why do you keep making these noises? You're so dramatic, Chris.
This is extremely dramatic in all
lives. I could be dramatic, too, and I could shed tears and all this stuff, but you know
what?
Everything I'm doing is real. I'm talking real.
Let's talk about that radio show.
Okay. All right, so he was on a radio show. He's talking blah, 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 blah. This is the mother of Ashley who's now giving him a hard time because she's really upset at him for jerking her around like this. So then they ask him some more questions about what changes if the paternity test comes back.
What changes? Anything?
A lot changes. A lot.
For instance?
I have a relationship with her if she wants to, and I believe we want to.
Nope.
But didn't you promise that before with the letters?
Yep.
Didn't have a test before. We didn't. And I wanted things to work out, but it didn't. Listen, things happen in life where things change. I never thought my daughter would go through all the trouble she went through. I didn't think I'd get divorced from my ex-wife, Dina.
So now
things
he's saying,
happen. It's all out of my hands. I had nothing. Life just happens.
That's
man.
His whole thing.
This is not what I wanted.
His whole thing is that it's all outside forces that
that's
has nothing
nuts.
To do with him. He says there, after he said he had taken a paternity test twice, that he didn't have a paternity test to go on. So he's just talking in circles.
Him.
I know.
How can you keep lying?
Lying about what?
Everything.
Ash, I'm not lying about anything. I told the truth about everything that happened.
What do you think Michael's lying about?
Everything.
The fact that you got in touch with me and talked to me when I was 7 years old, mm-hmm. but yet I heard you backstage, but yet you said, we didn't know because there wasn't a DNA test. And that's true. But if you didn't know, then why would you even tell me to call you daddy to do that stuff if you... didn't know.
Maybe he just has all girls call him daddy.
Telling you what, listen, I was in jail. I wanted
oh,
that.
Oh, jail.
Please listen to me, Ash.
I was in jail. I wanted that to happen badly.
He hasn't been in jail his whole life.
It's not my fault.
I just wanted that to happen. I wrote this letter because I wanted to believe it so badly. I really did.
But I didn't have a paternity test, so I couldn't.
It changed when you got out of jail.
Because when I got out of jail, everything changed in my life. I wanted to get back. I wanted to ministry. I wanted to get back.
You ran away.
Everything got convoluted, and it went to court and became public.
All right, now what do you think he's going to... Now what do you think he's going to blame it on? Now what do you think he's going to...
The press?
And that really put distance between us. It really did. And it did. And you know that.
Oh, that just put us in two separate atmospheres.
The media always does that. But this time, the media is not going to do that. It's not going to put a wedge between us. It's going to bring us together.
He
is
delusional.
Delusional and a liar, allegedly.
Look, we knew this from Celebrity Rehab. His brain is not working right.
It always sounds like it's everybody else's fault but your own.
How can you say that?
Well, only because we talk about in counseling, as you know, ownership.
Trisha, I'm sorry, but you're absolutely wrong. And I don't know where you're getting that from.
Now, this is what he does. He goes on the offensive when he gets pinned back in the corner. When he gets cornered, he comes out fighting.
Because I said I was wrong. I said I'm accountable. I said every time I should have been there. Mm-hmm. I said I was sorry for saying the things. How can you say it's everyone else's fault and I'm not taking it?
Let me ask Ashley.
I'm asking you a question. You just made a comment and I proved you're wrong. Now you say you're wrong.
Sorry?
Now you say, you can't say you're wrong, can you?
I don't even understand what you're saying.
This is why it's so hard to talk to him or have any sort of discussion with him, because he confuses you so much. Like, you don't even know what you're talking about or what he's talking about anymore.
I asked a question and I have no idea how we got to where we are.
Michael is Ashley's father.
That's the result.
Just proof he is.
I believe what you said.
You all right? I'm good.
All right, so she is his daughter.
Get up. I just want to hug you.
No.
Get away from me.
No, get away from me, you liar.
Okay. This is the first time I've met you. I'm sorry, but
it's okay. It's okay.
I'm not sure.
Everything in time, honey. Everything will be fine.
Everything will be fine. Everything in time, honey.
God.
It's time that's needed.
Thank you so much.
You're good. You're good.
Yeah.
It's been such a blessing.
Oh, it's such a blessing.
What? You don't want those crazy genes?
No.
Don't be my dad.
If the paternity test comes back positive, you go, I don't care. You're an a-hole.
I don't want anything to do with you.
So anyway, that happened.
Wow.
Michael. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:58. Don't forget, today at 10, your last chance to submit to be Miss Double December. And then on Monday, we're going to give you the top 10. So you have until today at 10. Go to KROQ.com. You can put in your submission there. Good luck. And then we will pick somebody on November 30th at the Slide Bar in Fullerton, which is where we've been the last, I don't know, 3-4 years.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk showbiz. Then we're going to talk to Dana White about UFC 154, George St. Pierre. We got a brand new internet roundup. We have Louis Black on the way. Mm-hmm. Big 7 o'clock hour. First, though, with the showbiz beat. Is the honeymoon already over for Britney Spears and Jason Trawick? Is it already over?
Really? Well, they haven't gotten married yet, but I think they're engaged.
An insider.
Yeah.
Close to the duo tells Us Weekly that she is constantly nagging him. And he's been known to let friends hear her by putting on the speakerphone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's tired of it. Apparently,
that's not good.
Britney Spears is a bit controlling, and she wants to keep her man in check and make sure that he checks in regularly so that she knows where he is. Shouldn't it be the other way around?
Because she's nuts?
Yes. Shouldn't he be keeping a closer eye on her?
Yeah.
She has a lot of nerve. The People's Choice Awards, which I think are the weakest.
Totally.
By far. People's Choice Awards nominations are out. The movies, pretty tough category. The Amazing Spider-Man, The Avengers, The Dark Knight Rises, The Hunger Games.
Oh, wow.
And then the one that's not going to win, Snow White and the Huntsman. But those other ones are pretty tough to choose between. The Avengers has more nominations than any other movie, and rightfully so, as that was a fantastic, fantastic movie. I have not heard of this TV show, so it's odd to me that Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green would both be on it together. A TV show I've never heard of called The Wedding Band. Have you ever heard of that?
Is it new? Has it been on?
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either. It's a hit sci-fi series, it says here.
What?
And apparently Brian Austin Green is in a band performing at a wedding at the annual Comic-Con festivities in San Diego. And then she meets him and they fall in love. But there's a show called The Wedding Band.
We have to find this and find out what this is.
We don't have to.
Well, we kind of...
No.
Really? You love her.
I do love her.
Not enough to find out what this is?
No.
Really?
That's
not love, man.
A show called The Wedding Band? Already.
No.
Already I'm out. Movies this weekend, of course, it's Twilight, Breaking Dawn, Part 2. The Daily Variety magazine says early tracking shows the film could make $150 million this weekend alone.
This weekend?
In North America.
Serious?
Yes. This weekend alone.
James Bond made 80.
Yep. And that was considered a huge success.
Yeah.
This is on track to make twice that.
Damn.
And then there's Lincoln. Which isn't going to do quite as well. Top video rentals, just in case you're wondering what people are renting. Number one is The Amazing Spider-Man. All right.
Okay.
Number two is Prometheus. All right. Number three, yes. Arthur Christmas.
Arthur Christmas.
Number four, Medea's Witness Protection.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, That's My Boy. That's what people are renting.
And that's why they let him keep making movies.
Stop it, people. Celebrity birthdays, so we can get to Dana White. Marg Helgenberger from CSI is 54. Brian Abrams from Color Me Bad is 43. Martha Plimpton from Raising Hope and How to Make It in America is 42. Missy Pyle from The Artist and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is 40. Actress Maggie Gyllenhaal is 35 years old. She, of course, is from The Dark Knight.
Uh-huh.
We'll take a break. We will come back with Dana White next on the World Famous. It's time to bring back Dana White, the president of the UFC, to the show. Good morning, Dana.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Very excited about St. Pierre Condit. Tell us about this matchup on Saturday night.
It's good to have George St. Pierre back. He's been out for over a year with a blown ACL. He's gone through rehab, and now he's facing, while he was out, Carlos Condit won the interim welterweight title, and now it's champion versus champion, and Condit, it's a tough fight. Condit is a well-rounded, he's great on his feet, he's great on the ground, and this guy's 5-0 in title fights. He's never lost a title fight. So it's a tough comeback for George St. Pierre.
Do you respect St. Pierre for coming back with such a hard fight?
I do. You know, I respect everything about George St. Pierre. The guy is an absolute stud, man. He represents the sport well. He represents the belt well. And he represents his country well. He's an amazing human being.
He also has the tightest shorts in the UFC. Is that correct?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. I forgot who we were talking to, Dana, but one of your fighters was in and told us that he had a different cup for photos, a bigger cup for photos.
He's got a helmet?
Yeah. I found that so funny. He's like, oh, yeah, let me get my photo cup out, which is bizarre. So St. Pierre and Condit. Condit has won, what, 13 out of 14 or something like that?
Yeah. Never lost a title fight. He's 5-0 in title fights.
That's crazy. This is one of those where you can look at it as many different ways as you want. You can't figure out what could possibly happen.
It's true. It should be a great fight.
Now, if St. Pierre wins, St. Pierre, Anderson Silva, I'm sure you're tired of this question, but will it happen?
Nope.
It won't.
Now we're getting close. Actually, I was tired of the question when it was far away from happening.
Oh, okay.
But tomorrow night, Anderson Silva will be sitting ringside. And if George St. Pierre wins, they will fight. They'll probably fight in May.
Is that right?
It'll either be at Dallas, Texas Stadium, a soccer stadium in Brazil, or up in Toronto where we did 65,000 for the other George St. Pierre fight.
Wow. That will be an amazing, amazing fight. Now, you've been asked that question for so long, and Silva's been kind of dodging it for a long time. What changed?
Yeah, well, you know, he's dealing with Anderson Silva. You know, the guy is an amazing fighter, and everything, but he's like dealing with an artist. You know, some of the times he's all over the place. He also said, I will not fight Chael Sonnen again. He doesn't deserve it, and he's disrespectful, and what happened? He fought Chael Sonnen, so.
He's a bit of a nut job. That's what I like about Anderson Silva. He's a little crazy.
He is, man, but let me tell you what, he is awesome. And we'll see how George St. Pierre looks tomorrow night, and if George St. Pierre wins, you know, everybody's been talking about this fight to me forever, but it was never a reality. Well, tomorrow night, it could be a reality if GSP wins.
Wow, that's going to be that would be amazing. Who else should we look for on the undercard? A lot of times,
the whole card is stacked. The co-main event is awesome too. It's the card is stacked with great fights. It's a really, really good night of fights.
You have let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. I think 5 on pay per view. You have 4 or 5 on FX. You have some of the fights on Facebook. How many fights happen in one day?
Yeah, I think we have 13 fights, and you're right. So leading up into the main card that comes on pay-per-view, you can watch the prelims live and free on FX.
Oh, that's cool.
That's going to be fantastic. And then it's St. Pierre and Condit, and it's going to be a great, great fight. Dana White, we always love having you on. One last question. It's about Ultimate Fighter. Shane Carwin hurt now. Who's going to fight Roy Nelson?
This, Matt Mitrione. We're putting Matt Mitrione in. I wanted a fight that would be just like the fight with the coaches, because it would have been a stand-up war between Carwin and Roy, but Matt Mitrione now. So
I've never seen a guy like Roy Nelson who has just no interest in going to the ground at all. He just wants to stand in front of you. He'll take as much punishment as you can dish out, and he will dish out his own.
And Mitrione is the same exact way. Oh. So that's why we made that fight. I can't get away from this injury bug, man. It's unbelievable. I was excited for the Carwin Nelson fight, and it's crazy.
A lot of people may not realize how hard these guys train. They train at 99%, and you're gonna get hurt if you train that hard.
Yeah.
All right.
And this is the second time that he blew his knee out, Carwin. Second time for him.
That's so frustrating. Well, UFC 154 tomorrow night, St. Pierre Condit. Looking forward to it. Dana White, thank you very much. Always appreciate the time on K-Rock.
Same here.
Appreciate it. Coming up next, we're going to talk to comedian Lewis Black about his tour Running on Empty, which comes to Southern California. We got the movie beat on the way. We have Cousin Sal taking a look at his picks for the NFL weekend. But first, it is time for a brand new Internet Roundup. Yeah!
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane, Internet Roundup.
KevinAndBean.com. You can see all of these videos. The first one is Jimmy Fallon's show did a parody of World War Z. I don't know if you've seen this or not.
No.
It's Brad Pitt and zombies.
How have I missed Brad Pitt?
Take over the world. It's a relatively new trailer.
Okay.
Doesn't come out right away. But what Jimmy Fallon did was he changed all of the voices to Pee Wee Herman. But he used the original video from the trailer for World War Z.
What is going on?
I need you to help.
You're asking me to leave my family.
I'm scared. I don't even know they're coming.
They're coming.
That's awesome.
He's doing kids. He's doing parents. He's doing everybody. It's awesome. You know Movember, where you're supposed to grow a mustache and supports prostate cancer?
I guess.
Research against prostate cancer? Well, Nick Offerman, who has a great stash, you have to be honest, is doing, you remember the series of It Gets Better?
Mm-hmm.
PSAs that they would
do.
It was
about bullying.
They would come on and go, bullying, it gets better, it gets better. Well, this is, it gets better, only it gets fuller. Talking about guys who really can't grow very good mustaches.
If you know someone that has an in-between stash, now is the time to give them your support. Let them know, without judgment, that it gets fuller. Growing a mustache isn't easy. Nothing incredibly awesome is. But this Movember, let's finish what we started. I mean, it took me nearly 28 hours to grow mine.
28 hours.
He's such a man.
He really is. Why should we approve gay marriage? Because gay guys will marry our women.
While you were spilling manwich on your cargo shorts, we were inspecting our Oxford shirts for the craftsmanship of their gauntlet buttons.
What do you make a girlfriend for breakfast? Burnt scrambled eggs? We will make her a quiche.
A mother quiche.
With a side of hummus made from scratch.
Do you even know the difference between hummus and baba ganoush? You're a joke.
That's a very funny video as well. Natalie asks a question of MTV. Why don't they play music videos anymore? And then the answer is...
Dear Natalie, are you kidding me? Should we all preserve your precious sleepover moments spent watching promotional material from record labels and Amber, like the mosquitoes in Jurassic Park? The answer is you. I'm going to break it down for you and every other person born before 1995, otherwise known as not our demo anymore, so we can all finally put this behind us.
Yeah, they don't play videos because you don't watch videos, so they play Jersey Shore
right.
and everything else that's on there. This is the best Call of Duty Black Ops 2 video that I've ever seen. Fat guy, giant fat guy, no shirt, already a winner in my book. He gets the giant case. There's several versions of Black Ops that you can get, and one of them has a giant case, and you open it up, and it has a drone in it that flies around with a camera, and you can control it. It looks really cool. This guy thought it was going to be way better. He's very disappointed. Wow. Fat, naked guy, very disappointed.
Flying around. It's going to be my new best friend. It's going to be awesome. But that's it. No way. No way. I paid almost $200 for this. F this. God. I don't want this anymore.
I don't even want this anymore.
Is he for real?
I don't know if he's for real or not. You never know.
Yeah.
But he looks like he's really upset. And it looks pretty cool to me. I don't know what he was expecting exactly. Did he want a real drone?
Yes.
For God's sake, he only paid $200 for it. Mm-hmm. This is a fart prank. There's nothing funnier to guys, and I don't know why this is. But you get a little fart machine, you walk into public, good things happen. This particular one is got him with DeAndre Jordan, who is the center for the Clippers. So he is a tall guy because mm-hmm. he's a center, walking around, and he's just standing next to people on the pier and next to people in crowds. And
this is DeAndre Jordan. We're at Venice Skate Park, and I'm about to simply just fart on people. Sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
There's a bathroom somewhere.
Oh, I don't need to go to the bathroom. I'm good. I just...
You know there's a bathroom somewhere.
You gotta stop farting, man. It wasn't me. Wasn't you? No.
Wasn't me.
You know the Kanye West song Mercy?
Oh, yeah, I'm Perry. Yeah, I'm Perry, yeah, yeah. White girls politicking, that's the Sarah Palin. Getting hot, Californicating. I give her that D, cause that's why I was born and raised.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Word. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. Word. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she trying to jerk me.
Worst cover ever.
Finally got paid, now you shit in the vacuum. But still hitting so much tank, honey, you're aching. I'm Perry, yeah, I'm Perry, yeah. White girls politician, that's a Sarah Palin. Getting hot, California kid. I give her that D, because that was what I was born and raised in.
Sounds like me.
And that's the good part of the song. So if you'd like to see any of these videos, plus there are several more that don't have great audio that we couldn't feature right here, you can go to KevinandBean.com and look for the Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
We're the only country that tells the rest of the world that we are the greatest country on earth. And that is a little f***ing obnoxious.
You're young, and then you wake up one day, and you're f***ing old! Are you f***ing me? Two slices of mushroom pizza, and it's come to this.
If you listen to Glenn Beck, you.
Really, douchebag? If I didn't masturbate for 13 hours, my hands would try to choke me to death. Because my hands love me that much.
I don't care! Can I get an amen?
If you're Twittering, you. Every word of this advertisement was approved by me. Or...
why else would I be doing this?
Ah, oh, I love Lewis Black so much.
I know.
Hey, Lewis.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi, guys.
How are you today?
I didn't, I'm just a little surprised I had to sign that waiver that said I would give a kidney in order to get on the show. That's a whole new thing.
It's the new rule, yeah.
Wow, that's unbelievable. I just heard. That's extraordinary.
It is. Bean had surgery on Tuesday, doing uh-huh. better. I think he left the hospital.
And it's not easy to, you know, I mean, finding someone who's actually, you know, that you can give a kidney to is not easy.
It was like a 2-3 month process of going to the doctor, going to the hospital, making sure. And then they were able somehow, and tell me if you understand this, Lewis, they were able somehow to change the blood of the donor so that it would receive Bean's kidney.
Wow, now that's a new one.
Yeah, their blood types didn't match, but Cedars is they said Cedars is one of four hospitals that can actually do something to Scott, who got the kidney, do something to his blood so that
that's
he can do this.
Way above my pay grade.
That's way above everything. My friend, one of my close friends needed a kidney and got it from a cousin, which helped. I mean, mm-hmm. and so there was a really close to a match, but they didn't have to go through the father. Oh, I can't wait to tell them about that. I can't wait to come out there and get new blood.
They can change it to whatever you want, Lewis. They can change it to just straight vodka, if that's what you're looking for.
That's it. I've been looking for a reason to move out there.
Now, you are coming out to Southern California. You're coming out at the end of November, which would be next week.
Yes.
November 29th, the San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino, which is where I played poker last night, uh-huh. Lewis, which is why I'm a little tired today.
Did you win?
How did you do? I never heard.
Define win.
Win is you came out even.
No.
Oh, okay.
And then you're playing Saturday, December 1st in Long Beach.
Yep.
This is the Running on Empty tour. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
And then in January I start my The Rant is Due tour.
Okay, now that is fascinating to me because it's still November. It's only the 16th of November.
Right.
But you want to talk about the rant is due, which begins in January?
Well,
how far forward do you think I look?
Well, how stupid do you think I am? I mean, this is how dumb I am. They said, oh, we want to put all the tickets on sale today. I went, really?
They put all the tickets on sale for that tour at once?
At once.
Oh, no wonder.
That's why.
So now you're going to force people to think ahead.
Oh, yeah. And I can't think beyond tomorrow.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I know.
I haven't penciled anything in for 2013. Okay. But for you, I will.
Let me get my head around this. So if we, for whatever terrible reason, can't see you in a couple of weeks,
right,
then when can we see you for the rant is due?
Well, I'll be back at some point somewhere.
All right, good.
Somewhere?
That's the kind of information we're looking for.
Look, it's all I got. Okay? There are like 47 cities or something, and there are more being added every day, so I don't know. And what I really love is that you are the first group to actually ask the legitimate question, why?
Why?
Thank you. Because I've been thinking that at the back of my head all from the moment they said we were going to do this. I said, really?
Dave, our producer, came in and said he wants to talk about 2013. I just thought to myself, I don't even know, if I'm going to be alive in 2013, let alone what my schedule looks
or
like.
Or if Lewis is going to be alive.
Or if Lewis is going to be alive.
A lot up in the air.
You could die between now and then, Lewis.
Know. But then basically it allows us to, you know, but partly it was basically, I'm with you to talk about the fact that I'll be in Long Beach,
right,
and Coachella and Highland. You know, that's why we're on. But then they lump it all together. It just becomes confusing. You know this.
I know. Sure.
But now what they really want, what they're listening to right now, is really the backstory. This is what radio's about. This is what goes on behind the scenes. And we're doing it in front of them, which I think is an important step forward for radio.
I'm just asking the questions, man. I don't get it. you have to be either excited or depressed that the elections are over, because it must have given you so much to yell about.
Well, no, and it will continue. It's like a font, as you know. It's just a fountain. It's an endless fountain. It's like an eternal lamp.
Right.
It doesn't go off. What I'm glad is they've just stopped that nonsense and we're on to a new and different form of nonsense. But there are more people shouting.
But it's all nonsense. What was your biggest complaint about the last 6 months?
Well, one of them was that if you vote for somebody because a celebrity votes for somebody, then both your hands have to be chopped off. Taking that from ancient biblical text.
I didn't realize it was in there, but okay. I trust you on that.
Because the moment that really got to me was when Clint Eastwood was on, and it was not because of anything other than the fact that I don't like to be reminded of my mortality. I sat the entire time as he was speaking thinking, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. We're all going to die. My parents, who are 94, they're going to die.
Aww. And it's all coming sooner than you had hoped?
Oh, really? It seemed like it had already happened while he was speaking.
All right, so point number one is if you voted for somebody because of celebrity, you get both hands cut off.
Exactly.
All right.
Point number two, no more conventions. You're not allowed it.
They're stupid beyond words and a waste of time.
It's so long.
And plus, here's something you want to do when the economy's in the tank, is you want to get in front of people for 4 days and show them just exactly how money can be wasted by having a pep rally for politicians. Yeah. And it goes to my next point, which is there's a constitutional amendment that during the summer, no politician can talk to us unless it's an absolute emergency.
Oh, I love that so much.
They're not allowed to speak to us. It's our time. It's our time for barbecue and fatty foods and shut up. We're not interested.
And we'll give them what, a month or two to politic? That's about it, right?
I think you give them, you get them 2 months, 6 months. You get, most places they do it 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough. Really, seriously. And if the person, who's out of office and they're running for office, if that person isn't known, they shouldn't be running anyway. I did not need to meet Rick Perry, okay?
That was a waste of your time?
That was not only a waste of my time, a guy who runs, who jogs in the morning with a gun strapped to him. Well, that's an idiot. Okay? That's someone who could trip and blow his own genitals off. That's a moron.
That's not a very smart way to run. You can see Lewis Black again. It's the Running on Empty tour. He is going to be at San Manuel on the 29th of November and then the 1st in Long Beach, the 1st of December. And always funny and always great of you to spend some time with us, Lewis.
It really was great. And give my best to everybody. And I hope everybody recovers speedily. And,
thank you.
And have a good Thanksgiving, guys.
I will. You too. Thank you.
Okay.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:57. We welcome to the studios of K-Rock, Anel.
Woo! Thank you.
Our friend Anel.
I prefer the term Coach Rivers now, since
Anel is a soccer coach.
Shocking.
Which we just found out. Yeah. And that can't be good.
Well, it's a lot like the Will Ferrell movie Kicking and Screaming.
Right.
But it's the black version. We call it an N-wording and MFing. It's kind of where it goes with that. But it's all right, man. We had a pretty good season, man. Shout out to the Culver City Bumblebees, man. You know what I'm saying? We a bad bunch of brothers. The Bumblebees, you know what I'm saying? We a bad bunch of brothers.
What age?
Oh, they're five, man. As you can hear my son in the background.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, talking. I told him to shut up.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got a little couple showbiz beating stories up here, man. You know what I'm saying? As you know, I don't particularly care for the camera effects. Don't do that. So, you know, I go into, girl, holla. And that's how I let you know what I'm saying, what I'm doing here between the showbiz. Now, first story I want to get into is, when I say the words Cat Williams and Oakland, what comes to mind?
Raiders.
That's it. He is not Mexican, Chris Daly. No. Actually, what happened was Cat Williams actually was arrested in Oakland this weekend here because he apparently got into a fight with somebody. And you know, I don't know if you're keeping track here, but he was just arrested a month ago for pulling a gun on Faison Love.
Oh, and,
In the club, and I'm just like, who is this dude's lawyer where he keeps getting arrested but never does any time? I mean, I ain't hating. I'm just saying I've been arrested three times.
You want a phone number?
Yeah, I went to jail three times. You know what I'm saying? It was just that simple. You know what I mean? So,
sure.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm wearing here. So, Cat Williams, man, shout out to the lawyer's number.
Holla!
Next story we got up here, man. First of all, if you are a Laker fan out there,
yesterday
was a vanglorious day. Because, as you guys know, DirecTV finally. How happy day. Lord Jesus has come. Oh, they finally reached a deal with Time Warner so I can start getting my Laker games again. If y'all don't know, now you know. It's Channel 691. That's the Time Warner sports package. And I don't know if that includes the Pac-12 network and all that stuff, too.
I don't care.
Yeah, I missed the SC game last week, so I mean, I'm hurting over that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my fight on was interrupted. So, thank you to DirecTV and Time Warner for reaching y'all deal.
Girl, holla!
Next up, man, I got a story. Did you guys hear? Now, I heard this morning, man, you reported that Selena Gomez was dissing off on Justin.
Yeah, like she wasn't taking any calls, no texts. He was avoiding him.
Well, you know me, man. You know what I'm saying? I got my feet to the street, so I keep it sweet. I happen to know for a fact, that last night, Justin Bieber picked up Selena Gomez at LAX.
What?
And they spent the night at her house.
What?
And then she was also reported to have been seen going with him to the Four Seasons Hotel in Beverly Hills.
What?
Where they spent some more time together. Man, you know 18-year-olds, man. You know the burning loins of youth.
What?
Yeah, man.
She was done with him.
Nah, she ain't. Look, Kevin, man. First of all, as you know, man. See, you've been married for a while, so you've been out the game. Okay, this is a little term known as yanking the choke chain.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She got to yank that choke chain every once in a while, let it know. You know, every time just to step out of. You gotta yank that choke chain.
Right,
exactly,
but
you know.
sometimes you get tired of that, and then you just unhook the choke chain.
Nah!
You go run free.
You don't unhook a pit bull with $1 million in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? You yank the choke chain. You know what I mean?
She's getting pit bull now?
So you say you gotta yank the choke chain and keep it sweet. So, hey, shout out to Justin Bieber. Your pimp game is strong. And, oh, by the way, you almost hit me the other day on the 405 of your motorcycle. Watch yourself, dog. I should just change lanes on your ass.
Would you please?
Hello. Yeah, I'm saying he got a nice little black Ducati, and you know, I saw it coming, and yeah, I just did this.
You had your chance, man.
I know. I blew
you had
it.
Your chance to be a hero.
What are you going to do? Well, you know, first of all, I'm not beating that case. We all know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, LA
but
District
we'll
Attorney.
All come to your defense.
OJ got off. I would not be so lucky.
You are not OJ.
No, I'm not. Next up, we got some celebrity birthdays here.
Girl,
we got my girl Marge Helgenberger of CSI. You know what I'm saying? She is 54 years old and a good looking 54, I might add.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Not quite bellworthy, but still good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got singer Brian Adams of Color Me Bad. And if you guys don't know, he's the other white guy. Color Me Bad.
No one cares.
You ever Color Me Bad? I want to sex you up. You remember that song?
I don't want you to sing that. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm getting my shirt and button here. And we got Maggie Gyllenhaal, a.k.a.
I like turtles.
Yeah, the sad turtle. She likes turtles. Maggie Gyllenhaal, she is 35 years old. That's your man, Anel Rivers, and my annoying son, Asa, with the show Biz.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. Don't forget the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Christmas. Both nights. Saturday and Sunday, December 8th and 9th, go on sale today at noon.
Yes.
You can also win them at 9:10, 12:10, 3:10, and 6:10. to win tickets to both nights. But you can also buy them today at noon. You have to be a street team member. Go to krock.com, sign up. You'll get a password, and then at noon you can put in the password and you can buy the tickets. Any more details, you can go to krock.com. It is time for the Movie Beat today with Russ Leatherman, Mr. Movie Phone. Good morning.
What is going on?
What is happening with you, friend?
Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. I got to tell you guys, I'm actually very sad.
Okay.
Hostess going out of business.
Yeah,
they take my Twinkies away. That's not going to be all right.
Dude, I love me some Ding Dong.
Yep.
And that doesn't sound exactly right.
You didn't buy enough, did you?
It sounded right from what we know. Twinkies is the only food I had planned for the apocalypse, because that'll last for like 1,000 years.
Wait, and Ding Dongs.
Ding Dongs as well.
I grew up on Ding Dong.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Wait a second. This is not going the way I planned.
You are the Ding Donglicious.
Wow. So I'm depressed because of no more Ding Dongs. I'm also depressed because no more Twilight, kid.
Oh,
breaks my heart.
This is the beginning of the end, huh?
This is the end of the end.
This is the end of the end. Sorry.
This is the final chapter.
Right.
It's Breaking Dawn Part 2. And Lisa, have you seen any of these movies?
Russ, I'm the only one on this show that's read all the books and seen all the movies. They're not good.
Right, exactly.
They're not good.
Exactly. And I certainly haven't read the books because that's why God invented movies.
Okay.
Right? So we don't have to. But Lisa, you know that Bella is now a vampire.
Yes.
Right? And she has a baby vampire.
Yeah.
Or like a half vampire.
It's a half vampire, which has never, ever happened in this world
before.
What's
a half vampire?
It's
half
baby,
of its mouth can
human.
Bite?
Oh. I mean, you don't born vampires. You make them. They're not born. So
right.
This is like uncharted territory.
And if they are born, then the Volturi, they got to take that away.
Right.
They're coming after that baby vampire. So the other vampires, they kind of have to rally to protect Bella and Edward's daughter. So let's hear a clip from Twilight.
You're still here.
So are you. I didn't expect you to seem so... you? Except for the creepy eyes.
I would keep my distance for now.
It's safer for the baby to see how you do with me first.
Since when do you care about Renesmee?
Take a whiff.
Oh, I can see what everyone's been talking about. Jake, you really do stink.
You guys really look great together.
I'm sorry, did he say the name was Renesmee?
Yeah, it's the worst
it's not
name
a name
ever.
Wait, Renesmee?
Yeah, I know a girl named Bethany, and it's like, okay, there's no Bethany. It's like Beth or it's okay. Anyhow, let's not jack around with this. Let's just play one of my 6-second reviews. Here we go.
Mr. Movie Phone, 6-second review starts now.
Good or bad doesn't matter to the Twihards who love this franchise, so for them it's great. For us, it's over. For that, bye-bye!
6-second reviews are brought to you by MoviePhone.com. Going to the movies? Done. MoviePhone.com.
I love it.
Thank
that's
you for
it.
That in. But that's the thing, right? Like, the Twihards don't care.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I will say that I think this is one of the better movies of the franchise.
Oh, is that right?
Well, that is good news.
It's like almost a movie.
Okay.
But that's like your grandma saying, oh, this is the best rhubarb pie I've ever brought to Thanksgiving.
Then you go, all right, well, the last one was a 3, so this could be a 4.
Yeah, so, but it doesn't matter. The movie's going to be big,
yeah.
and there it is. All right, let's talk about a movie that I think you're going to like. It's a little something called Silver Linings Playbook. You know, Lisa, you must know about this one.
With Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes.
So Bradley Cooper plays a guy, he's kind of psychotic. He's bipolar. He's lost his wife, his job, his house. He's done time in a mental institution.
Wow.
And, yeah, that's no good. And now he's back living with his parents, one played by Robert De Niro. Let's listen to a clip.
I'm tired. I want to go.
No. We haven't even finished the salad yet, or the duck. I made the fire and ice cake.
I said I'm tired. Are you going to walk me home or what?
You mean me?
Yeah, you. Are you going to walk me home?
You have poor social skills. You have a problem.
I have a problem? Mm-hmm. You say more inappropriate things than appropriate things. You scare people.
No, I tell the truth, but you're mean.
Did he say you're mean?
Yeah, you're mean. You know what? You're mean and you're mean. Here's the thing. That's Bradley Cooper.
Right.
And I don't think up until now we've really seen Bradley Cooper have an opportunity to really show his acting chops.
Right.
You know, everybody knows him from the Hangover movies. He's done some movies since. But he really gets to show what he does here.
And is he good at it?
He's great.
No kidding.
Oh, I'm glad. Because this movie scared me a little.
No, he's great. And Jennifer Lawrence. You probably know her from The Hunger Games, but some years ago, she was in a movie called Winter's Bone.
Yeah.
Right.
Lisa May.
Speaking of that,
you are really on a roll.
I was channeling a little Gene Simmons right there. That's no good, but she is just great, and it's one of those movies that's the perfect mix of romance, comedy, it's tragic, just well done all the way around. So again, that's called Silver Linings Playbook. And by the way, Chris Tucker in this movie. When's the last time you saw Chris Tucker?
Rush Hour, whichever.
Yeah, a decade ago.
Yeah.
And he's really good. So that's in limited release. You want to go check that out. Going into wide release this weekend, we talked about it. Maybe you guys already talked about it. I don't know. But Lincoln hits theaters.
We did not talk about it.
All right, let's play a clip.
Abraham Lincoln has asked us to work with him to accomplish the death of slavery.
No one's ever been loved so much by the people. Don't waste that power.
This fight is for the United States of America.
This settles the fate for all coming time. Not only of the millions now in bondage, but of unborn millions to come.
And that's fiction?
Okay.
It's based on a true story.
Yeah, based on a true story. But Daniel Day-Lewis, obviously, great actor.
Always.
In fact, I'm giving him the Oscar nomination for just the poster.
I don't think they have an Oscar for a poster.
No, but they should, because he looks exactly... And I will say he's going to get nominated. He's fantastic. You know, this is a Spielberg historical drama, and he knows how to do them.
Now, I'm not one for historical dramas.
Really? War Horse was not in your strike zone?
Will I like it?
Yeah, well...
Will I like it anyway?
Well, at about the two-hour mark...
Oh, whoa.
You're going to sort of wish that there were maybe some vampires...
Yeah.
...that would sort of slide into this movie. I will say it's really good. I'm like you, not a big historical drama fan, but you bring a blankie, a sippy cup, you take a little nap right there in the middle, and it's going to be just fine. So,
okay.
But it's good. It's a really good movie. So you got a lot of choices. Lincoln, that's good. Silver Linings Playbook, you're going to love that. Breaking Wind Fart 2, you might enjoy that. And, of course, Skyfall, one of my favorite movies of the year, still in theaters.
Yeah, I agree.
If you haven't seen that, you must catch up on that, because that is a great movie as well.
Yeah, it's awesome. So there you go, guys. Appreciate your time. And for Ralph Garman, I walk the movie beat.
There you go. Russ Leatherman, you can follow him on Twitter at 6 Second Reviews, the number 6. Thank you, Russ.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Can't wait to watch it again. What's happening? 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. We have intern Jessica. I like the sound effect. Good. In the studio with us. She's a huge tard. And went last night at midnight.
Mm-hmm. A little tired.
A little tired.
But it was definitely worth it.
She said she cried.
3 times.
She hopes to go back tonight.
Hope so. And again on Sunday.
You want to see it 3 times this weekend?
Yes.
See, this is why it's going to make $150 million, because people will see it 3 times in a weekend.
It's that good, though.
Now, she told me that it was better than the books.
Yes.
And better than the other movies.
Wait a minute. Let's back up. How did you like the first 7 movies, or however many there were?
The first 4.
First 4.
Okay, honestly, Twilight, the first, very first one, I didn't think was very good.
Okay.
But I was a fan because I was a fan of the book, so,
right.
You know, that was enough for me to accept it. The second and third, amazing. And then Breaking Dawn Part 1, incredible. And then this one, absolutely amazing.
Is it truly better than the others?
Yes. And honestly, like, out of all of them, I would say that this one is actually better than the book. I like the way they... You know, it's always hard to do a movie based off a book.
And yeah, most of the time the book is better. Almost
right,
always.
Almost always. Yeah, and I can say that for the other ones, but definitely for this one, so much better.
What's the baby's name?
Renesmee.
It's a terrible
name. Well, it's because you guys know why, right?
No.
Okay, so Bella's mom and
Renesmee.
Edward's mom.
Is there a reason that would matter at this point?
They merged the mother's names, Renee and Esme, so she wanted to merge the mother's name, the grandmother's.
And you're fine with that.
Yeah, Renesmee. And Jacob called her Nessie.
Is he the dog boy?
People start naming their kids Renesmee.
Seriously.
Oh,
you know that.
That's probably going to be the top baby name for the year.
I know that'll happen. Renesmee.
Yes.
Come on.
That's unique.
Oh, unique is not always good.
The baby's a half immortal, half.
All right, let's talk about the baby. Now, was it the last movie when she woke up and her eyes were red or whatever?
Yes,
and
that she had just given birth to, I guess you can call it birth, to Renesmee.
With a C-section that was given to her by the teeth of Edward.
Yes, and then...
That existed.
That was...
Those of you that don't know Twilight, maybe you're a little bit older, you don't follow Twilight. That happened. There's a vampire that gave a C-section.
Yeah.
to his woman.
Human, at the time, human.
Well, right. Yeah, and then she quickly.
And yeah. Then
she was going to die.
They had the baby, but then she was going to die. So then he turned her.
Yeah. So he turned her.
Yeah.
And turned her. Yeah. And then when she opened her eyes, everybody went,
because her eyes were red because she had become a vampire. And then that's how it ends. And it was amazing. And they picked up a great start. On
how did they pick it up right there?
Yeah.
Maybe you can help Jessica help me catch up to where I need to be at 1-800-520-1067 because this seems confusing. So the dog boy.
Jacob.
Okay.
Jacob Black.
He werewolf. Started dating the baby immediately?
No. He imprinted. So, like, the werewolves,
imprinted.
They do this thing where they imprint, and basically they, like, find their soulmates, kind of. I know it sounds creepy because
it's
a baby.
No, it sounds fine. Found
it's
his soulmate.
Innocent at that
it is
age.
Innocent. His like, soulmate it's more like a protector, is a baby.
But it's more like a protect. Like, he needs to take the role like a big brother and protect this baby for the rest. That's now his duty.
Until this baby's 18 and then?
And then they will...
See, that's what I'm saying!
But it's
what's
not,
happening here?
It's,
all right, so we have incest. Let me write that down.
No.
No, it's not creepy at all.
It's not creepy that he imprinted, which means is basically a soulmate with a baby.
No, like a big brother for many years. And then...
Okay, but at the end of many years, then, it's still an option,
but
right?
But he's not her brother, so then it will be okay.
That's not creepy to either of you.
You have to read the way they describe imprinting in the book is just like this amazing thing. And like, it's just hard for people that don't read the books to really understand.
But imprinting happens in nature too.
Yeah.
Like babies imprint on their mother, which is why you don't want a baby imprinting on a person if they, you know, like ducks do that.
Yeah, like I was just going to say little baby animals, you know.
I have no idea what you're saying. So imprinting is cool until the girl turns 18 and then it's on?
Fair game.
Yeah. Well, if they want it,
that just seems wrong.
No, it's wonderful.
All right.
And I'm so happy he
needed to take
on
a break.
Renesmee.
All right. First of all, her name's Renesmee. That's not okay.
Nessie.
Second of all, she's going to end up having sex with him, and that's not okay. Right? Let's be honest.
It's not like her 18th
that's
birthday.
That's going to happen.
Jumps her bone.
How do you know? Has that book been written?
No.
That's the next one. Renesmee is hot is the name of the next one. All right, we need to take a break. We'll take your calls 1-800-520-1067. I'm not sure I have this story straight because it's nutty. Is he still that's BS is what I meant. We'll take a break and come right back. Okay, this is happening. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 8:39. Trying to catch up on Twilight because the movie comes out today. And Renesmee, dumb. I'm sorry.
It's not dumb.
It's dumb. That's intern Jessica, who went to the midnight screening, who apparently is still wearing the same clothes she wore last night.
Who knew? I was wearing
just
my
rolled
Team
right
Edward
out of bed and came
yesterday.
In. Oh, you're Team Edward, are you?
Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
How was it as a finale to a series?
It ended just like the book, which I think is great that they kept it that way. So... I don't want to, like, give anything away. No spoiler alerts.
No, please.
But
it's hard to imagine anyone who's going to all these movies hasn't also read all the books.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
No,
especially,
I think that's probably true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It could appeal to people who can't read yet.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Let's go to Sarah, who's on the phone. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Kevin. I'm going to break this down for you as slowly as I can.
Hey, how dare you, first of all. You're talking about imprinting, right?
Imprinting, yeah.
Please.
So even Jacob at first thinks it's creepy because he sees his friends.
And Jacob is the dog boy.
The dog boy.
Okay.
Yeah, the wolf, okay?
All right.
And imprinting, it's not inevitable that he's going to be her lover or husband or whatever. It's a protector. It's a best friend in life through everything. And if that happens, then so be it. But it's not the point of it. It's her best friend, a protector, someone that's going to be there for her.
Until
always.
She's of age. At which case, all bets are off. Is that true or no?
No.
That's not true.
He'll still be there for her.
Right. But he could be there for her in different ways when she turns 18.
Yes.
Creepy!
But if she was a boy, she would have been named Carly. So a combination of the parents' of dad's name.
Okay, that's irrelevant. So, but all right.
Yeah. But anyway, he would have been there for her no matter what.
Right.
So, because he was in love with Bella, and it worked out because he liked Bella, and he ended up imprinting on her child.
Doesn't that seem like kidnapping, sort of? If he can't have Bella, who now has been turned into a half
No, she's a vampire.
Vampire? She's a full vampire. Yes. The baby's the half vampire.
Half vampire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who are the vultures coming to kill?
The Volturi.
The Volturi. Who are they coming to kill?
The Volturi's coming to kill the vampires because they believe that the vampire children are evil. They have no control.
They're mad that Renesmee, they think that they made a child vampire.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Like, that's not the case.
Instead of biting.
Like, they literally carried her.
Right.
Know?
And that's illegal, so they want to kill him?
Well, yeah, because they say immortal, or like children that are vampires don't have control and they just kill villages and they like.
Right, and they're trying to keep the word about vampires.
Like on the DL.
On the, yeah, exactly. They don't want people to actually know on Earth that there are vampires.
Yeah. Bella had to be turned also because she knew too much about vampires.
All right. Sarah, I've heard too much from you, but thank you for calling.
I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye. All right. Let's talk to Jamie, who might have some insight. Hi, Jamie.
Hi. Actually, the Volturi, they are coming after the Cullens because of Renesmee. They think that...
Is the Cullen the diamond boy vampire?
His family.
The Cullens is all the family as a whole. Like, it's Edward Cullen, Alex Cullen.
Okay.
They're the family as a whole.
But that's not Dog Boy. Dog Boy's not part of the Cullens.
No. He's not part of the Cullens.
All right.
So, the Volturi, the kind of head of the Volturi, his name is Arrow. He, like, likes to collect, kind of, other vampires with powers. And he thinks that he'll find reasons to dismember large groups of vampires. And so, Renesmee just happens to be his reason to come after the Cullens, which is becoming kind of a larger group. And the children vampires are a liability because they can't control themselves. They mentally don't know how to learn to control their thirst.
The parents that are the vampires can't teach them that?
Well, children don't grow
up. Young. They don't understand. They don't grow up. They stop aging. And so they don't have the mental capacity to learn to control their urges.
Hold on a second. If the children don't age, then how is it that he's going to protect her until she gets of age?
Because she's not a full vampire. She's half mortal, so she grows.
So she will age.
She does age. And one thing on the imprinting that nobody's kind of said that kind of takes the creepiness out of it, it is definitely a romantic thing. It is going to be a romantic thing.
Wait,
no
that helps?
What.
That helps? And
yes. No, but what helps is that what happens is the reason he becomes her protector is because he stops aging. So he'll stay the age he is, I think is like 17 or 18 in the movie.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Until she hits 17 or 18, and then they'll age together.
There you go.
So he's not going to be some old creepy guy.
They'll be teenagers in the world.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So right.
That's creepy.
Aging,
but that's not creepy. Just because he stops aging and then she becomes his age.
It's less creepy.
It's not like he stole Bella's baby either because he couldn't have Bella. That was the whole reason for the attachment between them. It wasn't that he ever loved Bella. It's just that
he loved Bella. That's everything I've heard is he loved Bella. You're lying, Jamie.
No, I'm not lying. I promise.
It's incest, pure and simple.
The reason why they had that weird connection the whole time, it was because he was going to imprint on her daughter. The second she had her daughter, they no longer felt romantic feelings towards each other at all.
Who killed James Bond? That's my real
Someone
question.
Someone killed James Bond?
At the beginning of the movie. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean... 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53. Bear Mug, look for something imported from Omar there for a second. Don't forget, in an hour, pretty much, at 10 o'clock this morning, we wrap up the submissions for Miss Double December.
Yeah, so, if you're putting it off to the last minute, this is the last minute.
You do have an hour. You have an hour to get it in, and... go to krock.com for all the details. You got to be 21 or over, and you can represent the entire show. Psycho Mike just ran into the studio. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
What's happening?
You know.
Traffic must be bad because every single person that's come to the station has been out of breath and frustrated and wants to kill the world.
I cannot blame traffic.
It was you.
This is all my fault.
All right.
I got to about Sepulveda.
Yeah.
Off on Venice Boulevard, plenty of time to get here, right. And realize I didn't have a guitar with me. And there's a need for me to have a guitar today because it's someone who might be dropping by.
Right.
And so I did a U-turn. And that is all my fault. I cannot blame L.A. traffic.
All right. All right. Let's talk showbiz.
Let me tell you about this fat dolt over here,
David King of Mexico. What's wrong?
Well, clearly, I'm rushing to get in here, and I barely made it on time. I was here 45 seconds before I actually came in the door.
Right.
Dave's in the hallway pushing me, going, stop, stop, no, no, no. And I'm like, And instead, and I go, what? He said, Kevin's going to do showbiz. It's okay. You can. I'm like, no, I'm in here. And instead of from a distance saying something to me, Dave physically is pushing me, preventing me to get in. Like, that serves any purpose.
Like
I don't understand.
He could stop you if he
listen,
wanted.
Asshole.
Hey, hey, take
whoa,
it easy.
Listen. We like people to be on time here. We not run like a tight ship. We need to be on time.
We do not run a tight ship.
We're always on time.
That is just not the
always
case.
Always on time. Kevin, you know, we can't have, oh, where's Mike? And then you reappear and then not read any stories. And as you can tell, all I'm right. Stalling, so you can read the stories. All and right. We can learn.
Let me start, and then he can join in if he wants.
Okay. There you go.
How about you know that? What, Kevin? It's been a dream of mine to tag team with you.
Okay,
let's do it.
Yeah.
Lisa May?
Bruce Jenner. According to the National Enquirer, Bruce Jenner and Kris Jenner are going to get a divorce. It's been 21 years. That poor bastard's been emasculated in every way possible. He yeah. Used to be the world's best athlete.
Bruce and Jenner is...
Now he looks like an old lesbian.
Bruce Jenner in human form is the music of Stevie Wonder and Aerosmith. Let me explain.
Yeah, please.
Please, I am confused.
I talked to my nieces, who are some of the oldest of which being in high school and the youngest being like nine.
Okay.
And they all look at Bruce Jenner as just this guy who's weird looking and gets emasculated. And I have to sit down and explain to them. I was like, no, you don't understand. He was so awesome.
Yeah.
Like, but take the awesomest athlete. But, and that's how awesome he was.
But
you
1970
know.
Something, right?
Mid-70s. Yeah.
Mid-70s.
I'm assuming. Right. But, and the same thing goes when they see like Steven Tyler on American Idol a couple seasons ago, and they hear Aerosmith music, and like, oh, they're these weird-looking old men that sound cheesy. I was like, no, you don't understand.
Back in the day,
Toys
they were
in the Attic era, Aerosmith was like the awesomest of awesome rock bands. Stevie Wonder, you hear I Just Called to Say I Love You, if that's all you know, if you were born in 1986, you think Stevie Wonder sucks.
Yeah, you hate him because of that song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank
no question. You. No question. World Without Ho-Hos, Wonder Bread, and Twinkies. This does not affect you, Mike, but it does affect me.
It affects me as an American.
Hostess says it may shut down all its operations for good amidst the labor strike.
Yeah.
They may stop making Twinkies.
That's not right.
That's not right. It's the only food that I know of that I can stockpile, and 1,000 years from now, it'll still be good.
Do you think there's a run at 7-Elevens right now for all the Hostess products?
It's like a bunch of beer mugs just gathering together. We got to get a million of them.
They say simply they do not have the financial resources to survive the ongoing national strike.
Look,
they just can't do it.
You can bitch about it now, but you have not been buying your share. That's clear.
I have
Americans
been,
have not been buying their share.
Their share of
because
Twinkies
they,
and the like more than me.
They have declared bankruptcy twice now.
Yeah. I seriously wonder what it is. Do you think, because it's certainly not that Americans are collectively as a whole eating healthier.
No, but they like to think they are, so they need
I
to.
I don't, and I'm
they
not.
They should yeah. have evolved a little bit
I
and
haven't.
Made it like low-fat Twinkie, even though it's still
there's
crap.
There's no
you
such
know,
thing.
Do
what
it.
Are you talking
no,
about?
No, there's not, and that's the problem.
Twinkie is nothing but fat. You can't make a low-fat
I know,
Twinkie.
But you have to fool people. That's how it works now.
It's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
It is communism.
It is communism. That is one thing that we learned.
Let me chime in here. Megan Fox, I guess there's a whole this. There's too much in this story that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, we have
found out.
We're
going to
end up with
now.
More questions than we have answers. But go ahead.
Okay, I guess Brian Austin Green, you know her husband.
Yes,
he's on TV,
right?
Okay, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
In this week's episode, TV Guide reports that in this week's episode of The Wedding Band, a show that I'm pretty sure even Lisa doesn't watch.
I never heard of it until this morning.
Okay,
so we pay pretty close attention to TV shows here. It's kind of part of
sure.
our job. All right. Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Lisa's heard of all the shows that we haven't heard of
yeah.
because she has horrible taste in TV. And she hasn't heard of it.
But a listener emailed me and said it premiered last week.
Uh-huh. Oh, so it's brand new.
It's brand new.
They're not doing a very good job of
this
promoting
is
it.
Only the second episode, and it's horrible.
Okay, so but, how's Megan Fox playing into this?
Well, I guess he's bringing on his way more famous,
smart,
super duper hot wife to be on the show.
Right,
I get it.
Every
right,
week,
yeah. But this
every week
not.
Or no?
No, no.
All right, well, then I'm out.
She has an actual career.
But I mean, if you're Megan Fox and you're looking at it at this point, and I understand, Lord knows if anybody understands a couple, you know, not basing their career on basing their love on
each
people's mismatched careers and success. I understand that. But if Megan Fox is looking at things, she has to go, I was maybe the biggest female movie star in the world. If you look at just box office numbers about 6 years ago, I was the Transformers chick.
Right.
And on the cover of every magazine and the most popular talked about person on the internet. And now I'm guest starring on my husband's show that even a morning radio show in the one of the biggest markets in the world has no idea exists. Maybe.
That can't make her happy.
Maybe I need to take a good look in the Megan Fox mirror and rethink things.
But when you look in the Megan Fox mirror, you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did
right.
you do that?
Maybe she's bewildered.
Yeah. Yeah. She just had a baby. Right?
I don't know what happened, but I still look good.
That's another thing, Lisa May.
Right?
Thank you so much.
So
I'm shot out of a cannon this morning. Celebrity hot chicks, follow the Megan Fox menu of having a baby. She went in hiding when she got about 2 months pregnant. Came out of the hospital without telling anyone she's having a child.
Right.
Just showed up with a baby and lost the 25, 30 pounds she must have gained before leaving the hospital.
Yeah, I don't know how
it
she did that.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Baby's come out of her butt, right?
She's a poontang superhero. Didn't even, Lisa May, even Alessandra Ambrosio, Giselle Bundchen, these girls, you give them a month.
Yeah,
Megan Fox left Cedars or wherever, size zero.
Wow.
I'm not quite how that was.
I'm not clapping.
I'm not sure how that was done, but how can you not applaud that?
I'm not clapping.
One final story before we get to the birthdays, and that is would you be interested in the Octomom's kids singing Christmas songs?
Oh.
Would you be interested in that?
No.
Would you be interested to know that I have the audio of it?
Yes. That I want to hear.
For reals.
This is for reals,
yes,
for reals.
For reals, for reals. This is not one of those setups. This is the Octomom's kids singing Christmas music.
Ho, ho, ho!
I'm already out, by the way. there's too many songs that start ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho!
Heard enough?
Yes, let me tell you why. Oh my god. No!
This is the Octomom. This is the Octomom's kids. Mike, we're just waiting on Christmas Day. And they're ready.
And they had time to cut this track in between her mom doing their mom doing a porn shoot in different edges of the country.
Good writing. He's not, by the way, just for the
not
record.
To your house,
not to your house.
Not to Beer Mug's house, and not to your house.
There's no Santa coming to your house, little kid.
At school, we love to watch. At school, we love to learn. And now I'm just waiting for Christmas to come.
Just waiting on Christmas Day.
Well done.
Yeah.
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 Heard enough?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the Octomom's kids.
In school, we learn we're waiting for Santa to come. Like, they didn't even try to ride Santa.
They didn't put a lot of work into the lyrics. All right, so that's the Octomom's kids. So
God.
That's how the Octomom's kids. Celebrity birthdays, Mark Helgenberger from CSI's 54. Brian Abrams of Mike's favorite band, Color Me Bad, is 43.
Oh, yeah!
Martha
Color Me Bad!
Is 42. Missy Pyle from The Artist and Charlie and the
Chocolate
Factory. Is 40.
Me amor.
Actress Maggie Gyllenhaal is 35 years old from, of course, Dark Knight. And that is your showbiz. It's also Friday. That means every Friday we check in with Cousin Sal to find out what his picks are for the weekend in the NFL. Last weekend, if I'm not mistaken, Sal, 3-0.
Oh, you are not mistaken. This week you are not mistaken, Sal. 3-0. I am on fire. I don't I can hold on to my money. I don't have to foolishly sell off my vital organs or even worse, give them away for free. Times are good.
Times are really good. All right, let's talk about this weekend. Who do you have this weekend?
Well, listen, I like the Raiders over the Saints getting 4.5. And this pick is going to make very little sense. I don't really understand it myself.
That doesn't even make initial sense.
I know, right. But the Saints are back. They knocked off the undefeated Falcons, as I predicted last week.
Right.
They've been playing well under their returning interim coach, Joe Vitt. There's talk of them fighting back to make the playoffs. And the Raiders played like a giant dumpster full of hamster defecation.
Right.
They lost 55-20 last week. Well, the Ravens, their defense goes up against the legendary Drew Brees. Why the hell do I like the Raiders?
Yes.
Because every single casual bettor in the country loves the Saints this week. And you know what I say? The masses are alphas. And I don't know exactly how they get it done, but the Raiders will keep it close. Maybe they score a late touchdown and lose a game. But 30-27, either way, they cover the spread. Take Oakland in the 4.5.
Sal, I'm sorry. Let me just question that logic. I thought you gave us your picks based on the fact that you pay much closer attention to details like starting lineups and injuries and defensive statistics and offensive statistics and running and all that. And you're just saying everybody else is picking the Saints?
Yes, the public is a loser. And, this is 6 days in. I have 5 days. I haven't found one person who likes the Raiders.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's a horrible pick.
Listen, remember this. And here's the best part. Your producer, Dave, the King of Mexico, who laughed at my Saints over Falcons pick.
Right.
He gave me 5 ha-has last week. You know, I got the same 5 ha-has this week with the Raiders over the Saints.
All right. That's pick one. What else you got?
All right. The second game, the Patriots over the Colts. This is a fun one. I don't think the schedule makers expected this to be competitive at this point. But CBS flexed this to late afternoon so more people could see it. It's hard to believe both teams are 6-3. My gut feeling is that Tom Brady does everything in his power to make sure Andrew Luck, the Colts quarterback, isn't the story Monday morning. New England's defense has been suspect lately, and I feel the Colts, though, have been doing it with smoke and mirrors. All 4 opponents, Cleveland, Tennessee, Miami, Jacksonville, those are high school teams. I think they're in for a wake-up call this Sunday. The Pats light it up 39-21. Give the 9 points.
9 points is a lot, though, isn't it?
It's a lot, but, they're going to score 40. What did I say? Oh, 39.
Yeah. 39-21. All right, and then you got Steelers over the Ravens.
But listen, as a football fan, this has to be your favorite game of the year, Steelers-Ravens. And you get to see it twice because they're in the same division. And there is absolutely no love lost with these two teams. You can research and research, Kevin, until you're blue in the face.
Right.
You will not find any example of love being lost or misplaced in this rivalry.
I wouldn't know where to look for that.
No, you can't. Don't even bother.
Now, is Roethlisberger...
Turn your volume up, way up. You'll hear the beautiful, hard-hitting, bone-crunching sounds of the game. I predict over 12.5 concussions. It's always a treat. The only problem is the Steelers blew it. I begged them to sit their starters against the Chiefs Monday. I said, no one gets hurt, and then we can all enjoy the epic Ravens-Steelers rivalry.
Right.
And Ben Roethlisberger suffers a serious shoulder rib injury.
Right, and that's my question. He's not playing, right?
He's not playing. The Ravens are favored on the road at Pittsburgh. I'm still taking the Steelers. Baltimore, not as great as everyone wants to believe against the pass. They're 26th in the league. Byron Leftwich pulls it out. I think Joe Flacco, the Ravens quarterback, puts up a dud. I really like Pittsburgh getting points at home. Take them. They pull it out 20-14.
Here's my feeling on what you just heard from Cousin Sal. And you can read his column at grantland.com, which is a great, great website. He's uncomfortable with success.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, so last week he was 3-0, and he doesn't really know how to deal with 3-0. So now he's picking freaking the Raiders over the Saints and the Steelers without Roethlisberger over the Ravens.
Yes,
you're falling on your own sword.
I know. You'll see. Another 3-0 week. We'll see.
We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Sal.
All right, thanks.
That's over. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:37. Time for the final look at the Showbiz Beat. But first, I want to mention it's pretty much time is up for Miss Double D. If you can get in your submission in the next 20 minutes, fine. But it's pretty much over. And then we're going to announce the top 10 on Monday. But what I do need to tell you about is the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Tickets go on sale for that today at noon. So you still have time. You still have time to go to krock.com, become a street team member. Get the password. You need the password to buy the tickets, and then they go on sale at noon today. You can buy for both nights. Go to krock.com for details.
I'm going to both nights.
Psycho Mike is here to help out with the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you, Mike?
You know, I can't complain, Kevin.
You are engaged.
That's the truth.
How did...
Life's for the living, brother.
What did she... Well, I met her. She seemed like she was smart.
I know.
You know, she seemed smart.
I don't know what's going down, but I figured, hey, she's pretty.
Right.
And she's talented and rich and on TV and in movies, and she's likable.
I like that the TVs and movies comes before likable.
Yeah, because she gets residuals. It's awesome. And I better lock this one down before she figures out that I'm a terrible guy.
She's got to know that by now.
I don't think so, man. I don't know what's going on. Where is she?
I'm going to straighten her out.
She's blinded by the light.
We need to talk to her.
I need her phone number. We need to call her on Monday. Oh,
believe me, if you guys want to do a bit of explain to Bianca why she's making a mistake.
We do. We do indeed.
In other showbiz news, speaking of showbiz news, my mother, God bless her, but it's out of control because Loveline on this here blessed world-famous K-Rock, 10 to midnight, she listens to me.
Oh, no.
And then at midnight starts the reruns of syndicated Rules of Engagement with my fiance, soon-to-be wife, Bianca Kylik, on WGN. So from 10 to 12:30 every night, my mother is in this world where she thinks that, like, us as a couple have now taken over Hollywood. And I can't get through to her that, like, because you can listen to me on the radio and then transition right into watching on TV, that it doesn't mean that we're at all...
You're not the king and queen of Hollywood?
Yes, like, she assumes that because... And I understand my mother comes from a different generation. But she's, like, confused that how we're not Brangelina because of it.
Like, you should be on the cover of all the magazines.
Yes, it's every single night.
Are you positive?
You're everywhere all the time.
Yes.
Are you positive that your mom doesn't listen to Loveline and then go, oh... And then watch your fiance and go, okay.
How have you not figured out how to block that from her house?
Well, I don't care.
Really?
I really don't care that they listen. My parents have found out a lot about me, a lot of bad about me from listening to the radio. And it's just like, oh, well, I'm a 33-year-old man at this point. If there was some dream of me being this upstanding citizen and a great guy.
Oh, that went out the door when you were 10. And
Kevin, you still blog your mom.
Oh, please.
You want to hear the greatest story ever? And sure. This has very little to do with showbiz, but okay. My father told me this, and this has to do with the United States government and military.
Okay.
And it is the awesomest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Is it true?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Dad, because he's like, please don't tell us about this on the air.
Those are my favorite kind of stories.
The other night on Loveline, we did a topic of how did you escape a bad date.
Okay.
These elaborate ways people get out of it. My dad tells me yesterday, he said, I have the best story about that, but I didn't want to call in because I didn't want to embarrass this guy I used to do work with. My father worked for the Pentagon at a very tumultuous time here in this country, and he had pretty much the highest clearance of military intelligence.
Okay.
And there was
another good thing that you're talking about.
Yes. And he worked with another guy at that same level. And this other guy was having sex with a kind of an underling at the Pentagon. She was not someone who had that high clearance. She was just kind of a clerical worker.
Right.
But she was super hot. She was super dumb. And on all these brainiacs that would work in these war rooms would always play pranks on her because she was super hot and super dumb.
Right. Mm-hmm.
At one point, they even convinced her to take her car to have the air changed out from summer air in the tires to winter air in the tires. It's a true story.
Awesome.
So they know that this girl is mad. So this guy ends up banging her, and he has to figure out a way to distance himself from her so he doesn't get in trouble with the United States government.
Is this David Petraeus?
No, it is not.
Okay.
This is back before David Petraeus was still in diapers.
Okay.
So he has to figure out a way not to get in trouble because you're not supposed to do this. It's certainly not a guy with this level of clearance.
Right.
So he tells her that because of his level of knowledge and his clearance, he's having this experimental process done on his brain where he will have everything before yesterday erased from his mind through electronic charges. And he apologizes, but when he returns to work tomorrow, he's not going to know who she is. And then for the next couple years, lived it out, where he would show up to work like 51st date and go, I'm sorry, have we met before? How are you?
Oh, my God.
And they pulled it, and she bought into it, and that was how he escaped this relationship.
Brilliant.
Thank God that guy works at the highest levels of
USA,
our government.
USA, 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 USA,
USA.
Thank God that girl works there.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Speaking of hot chicks who are dumb, Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
Lindsay Lohan is on Good Morning America promoting Liz and Dick.
Uh-huh.
An upcoming movie on, I believe, Lifetime that she stars as Liz Taylor.
Right.
She finds out that she has a half-sister.
They tell her?
They tell. She, according to her, they let her know that her father, Michael Lohan, apparently is the father of a 17-year-old girl. Lindsay Lohan says, I hadn't heard of that, quote.
What?
Yes. I didn't even hear that. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't pay attention to any of that. Now, all the showbiz sources that are reporting on this story are saying, of course she's lying. I buy that.
That she's not paying attention. She doesn't know she has a half sister.
Michael Lohan practically found out this week. You know, he did the paternity test, and he was found out.
Yeah, true.
Lindsay, you think Lindsay Lohan's picking up the paper in the morning and then flipping through MSNBC, CNN, even show
business?
No. Lindsay Lohan wakes up at 4 p.m. Lindsay Lohan then figures out what she maybe is going to put in her belly before she goes to the next club, and then falls asleep at 4 a.m. and presses repeat. I'm sure that they probably dropped that bomb on her right on live TV. Where it's like, yeah, you got a sibling you don't know about.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I totally buy that.
It.
Yeah.
I buy it. She's not familiar with
plus, you know, people say stuff all the time. So if she had heard some sort of rumor, she would have probably just thought that's just more gossip.
Yeah. This falls under the category of white people stuff.
Yeah.
White people stuff.
Yes. Because this has become a tremendous story that Lindsay had a sibling she didn't know about. Michael Lohan had a job. Like, this is just like par for the course for like the Rudies. In the world.
Oh, right, you know, like, right.
This would be no story.
Right.
Like, it'd be like, oh, damn, dog. You're my brother, fool. All right. I didn't even know that, dog. I'm 43 years old, fool. That's dope, babe. Let's go get some carnitas, dog. I'm hungry, fool. Twinkies. Hostess.
Yeah.
Planning to shut down.
That's not right.
Beer mug. The stoner community must be just...
up in arms.
Yeah. What are you guys going to do? I mean, this is your sustenance.
I don't know. We're going to riot.
You're not going on a diet.
We're going to go on a diet.
Listen to that. Guys,
Lisa made beer mug before we went on the air right now. Beer mug said, I'm really pushing it to the limit eating bad because I'm going to eat like you pretty soon.
Yeah, pretty soon.
What did you get today? Let me just say that. Kevin got a burrito.
Right.
You probably ate half of it.
Yeah.
Right? And you got?
Chicken quesadilla, steak and egg burrito, 3 tacos and hash browns.
Are you kidding me?
It's good. You're doing good.
Unbelievable. And he just eats and eats, and then he belches, and then he eats those more as fast as he can.
Those of you that remember the weight challenge where he tried to lose weight and finally got that, he's gained it all back.
All back.
Plus.
And then some.
Plus, yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Good. Fantastic.
Yeah, he's deliberately trying to do that now.
Yeah. I'm convinced. Beer mug. Athletic behavior.
Yeah.
The outrage there.
You guys,
where's the outrage there?
Call in my sweet lover, Dr. Drew, and have an intervention with your mug.
I think we should. There's something going on here.
I'm afraid every time
I... big. You got a bigger shirt on today.
It's an XL.
Every time I talk to Dr. Drew, I think it's going to be an intervention, so I'm always a little worried.
The People's Choice Award nominations were announced. The Avengers leading all movie nominations.
Really good movie.
As it should, yeah.
I have not seen it. I'm sure it's great. The Amazing Spider-Man, The Avengers... Hunger Games, Snow White and the Huntsman all getting a bunch of nominations, as well as...
Yes?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah! Oh, Bane is back.
How are you?
We're good.
How have you been?
We're good, Bane. How are you?
I've been reckoning. I don't know if you noticed me on South Park.
No, I haven't.
Oh, I was there because the UPS man thought he could go around South Park with impunity, having sex with all their wives. I am the reckoning.
You are.
For cheating wives. Why do I wear this mask?
I don't know.
I thought about it the other day.
Something wrong with your face?
You know why Darth Vader wears a mask? Because he's ugly and hideous underneath.
Right.
I'm Tom Hardy.
It's true.
Why would I cover up my face? There's a scene in the movie where it shows me in prison. You're like, wow, that's a handsome man. But then I put this thing to cover up my face. And I'm wearing cargo pants like a goddamn idiot. Like it's 1997.
It makes it very difficult to understand what you're saying in the movie.
That's right. Stupid mask. Does it give me some type of breath?
Mm-mm.
Benefit?
Mm-mm.
I doubt it. What's wrong with me? And what is in these cargo pants? Explosives of some sort? I'm supposed to be so strong I could crush you with my fingertips. What do I need in my cargo pants? Perhaps a utility knife? Do you know what the Bane penis looks like, Kevin?
No.
Come here.
No, thanks.
I'm going to my Bane photo.
Thank you.
Okay, nope. Show you my Bane.
No, don't do that. Look at that. Good. Look at that. Don't need to. Bane-y. We're good.
We're good. Let's move on.
Bane-y dong.
Let's move on. Let's go on to the birthdays.
Bane-y bang dong.
Is there a way to...
You want to go to birthdays?
Yes, sir. Please. But only as Bane.
Oh, okay. Bane, come back here.
Nice work.
Marg Helgenberger from CSI.
Mm-hmm.
Where was CSI in The Dark Knight Rises? I seem to be able to kill everyone in broad daylight.
That's true. They weren't there.
There's no one to get any forensic... I guess, though, if you're a mercenary from the deep underground, it doesn't really apply to you when you're taking over the world and blowing up Britain.
Yeah, they kind of know it's you.
Yeah.
Right?
I really wasn't hiding.
No.
I was announcing it on the steps of City Hall.
That's right.
Who is this man, Harvey Dent? False idols! You worship Gotham City!
How many times have you seen this movie?
I'm in the movie, stupid! what a dumb poopa!
The movie's about
how many times have we seen the movie?
Yeah.
I was in it! I spent 7 years with creepy Christopher Nolan making the movie. How many times have you seen it? I've done these lines 1,000 times.
Any other birthdays?
Brian Abrams. He sang Summer of 69, right?
No, that's Brian Adams. That's a whole different person.
Brian Abrams of Color Me Bad.
Yeah, Color Me Bad's a...
What the hell?
I don't know. What do you want to know about it?
They sang I Adore Me Amore and I Want to Sex You Up.
Yes, that...
Do you sex someone up?
You tell me.
I can't.
If you're Dwight Howard, you have to be sexed up because you're a large man. Stupid headband, Dwight Howard. You think you could walk around Los Angeles with impunity in your headband? But I am the reckoning.
Are you the headband reckoning?
I'm the headband reckoning. Martha Plimpton. She's on Raising Hope. She's only 42. With a name like Martha Plimpton, she should be 742.
She's very good.
She sounds like the founding father.
She does.
I'm Martha Plimpton. Look, I wrote the Star Spangled Banner. I did. Just got off the Mayflower. I'm Martha Plimpton. Shut up. Missy Pyle.
I don't know who that is.
She's in The Artist and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Right.
You know, the Bane had a little bit too much fiber.
Is that right?
And I went into the bathroom out of the Chocolate Factory.
Do not want to hear about
that. Chocolate rain.
Sure have Don Bogart just standing by, ready to go.
Don't think I won't be singing along.
That's fine.
I'm the reckoning of Don Bogart. I can't smoke a joint, by the way, with this stupid mask.
That's true.
It covers up my beautiful Tom Hardy face.
That's true.
Maggie Gyllenhaal. She sure didn't get the looks in the family.
That was an accidental bell. Sorry. No, I hit that on
Am I right?
You're right.
Correct.
You're
correct.
Right. Yeah. The Bane's worked with Jake Gyllenhaal before. He's a beautiful man.
Right.
Great ass. Sculpted out of hardened cement.
Right.
Scientists should use Jake Gyllenhaal's ass to measure circles. It's so perfect. It looks like a work of art. And Maggie Gyllenhaal looks like Oscar De La Hoya after getting his ass whooped by Manny Pacquiao. It's true.
It is true. It's hard to argue.
Do you know Manny Pacquiao ran away from home because his dad ate his dog?
Yes.
That's a true story.
We actually know that.
True story.
One time, Bane and Kevin were on a radio show together, and Freddie Roach said that on the air, and Kevin and I about fell over laughing.
Freddie Roach told us that, like it was common knowledge to everybody.
You know, yeah. Manny Pacquiao, you know, he was nice at how time he ran away from home because his dad ate his dog.
What?
His dad ate his dog.
What'd you say?
What happened?
There must be tremendous poverty in the Philippines. Maybe I'll go there and take over the country.
All right, we have to go.
Bound out to be. Maggie Gyllenhaal was in The Dark Knight. I was in The Dark Knight Rises.
Right,
I went up that bitch. Don't smoke that joint, my friends. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana. Cannabis sativa.
Don't bogart that joint, my friends. Pass it over to me. Ho, ho, ho.
It's a healthy way of relaxing, opening your senses.
Roll another one, if you dare.
Okay, I love it.
Just like the other one.
Now's the time to introduce the joints.
This one seems to be about quit.
You can't smoke it, though.
I can't.
These guys need to turn those frowns upside down. And I got just the thing for that. We call it Doobie Snacks.
You are high as a kite.
Roll. 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 Another one.
Another one.
man, am I in stone.
Just like the other one.
Let's blast the joint.
This one seems to be about...
I was trying to get super duper high.
I don't have another cent.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
That guy's funny. You're not very functional when we're high, which is all the time.
Just pass it around.
Pass it to me.
There's a secret concept in here.
Go, bold on that joint. Hi, friends.
I love weed, okay? I love it.
Just pass it on down.
Well, what did everybody think?
That stunk.
Worst episode ever.
I'd like to thank you all for being here. I'd like to thank my guests. I'd like to thank the greatest audience in the world. I'm out.
Thank you for listening, and may Allah bless you all as I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves. I hope we pass the audition.
I need meat.
You're quitting. Only fools quit.
Don't be the 1%, man. Be the 99. Peace.